actually, because, let's see, why did I start looking him up online? Well, of course, when I first heard about him, I was interested, and you could go to the newspaper in those days and search through, but now you can search through the papers electronically.
Yes, yes.
It would be easier. But then I just had this one article from Nelda Clemens telling what she had learned about this guy. Not much. He was convicted of an abortion in which the young lady died.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's put into jail, lifetime, for life at hard labor. And let's see. That's how much I had in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see. I started looking him up to see what would be online when I finally got to that. And he did exist. He was tried. And he was poisoned while he was in jail.
Mm-hmm. And this is Dr. Waite novel.
Hmm?
Dr. Waite novel.
Yeah. And so in, let's see. I know he worked with another Russian, Peter Dominsky.
Uh-huh. Want me to get the book out again?
No. The one next to it is called Full Steam Ahead. It's over here.
Full Steam Ahead, okay.
So this is the guy that he worked with.
Peter Dominsky?
Yeah. Dominsky. They both were from Russia, of course. And, how is that? Osceola County
Historical Society?
Yeah. Yeah, something about Waite novel for sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Waite novel escaped from Russia and ended up in Florida, passing through New York and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia is where a lot of investors in Florida, especially one Hamilton Diston.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. It's really hard to summarize this thing because Dr. Waite novel, nobody knows much about what work he did.
Mm-hmm.
But I suspect with Demons, he was building a railroad from the east coast of Florida to St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Petersburg, he named because that's where he was from in Russia.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And so it was called something short life, I think. Anyway, you can find on internet, I found a lot of stuff about that railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Which he sold to Harvey Plant, who was one of the big land barons.
Plant City.
Yeah. And so I started looking into the big families of the time so that when Waite novel became an official doctor in Tampa, I knew who he would be, who lived there that were could be characters in this book.
Mm-hmm.
And have. So one of them was a guy who had a meat packing company. I met his granddaughter, put Venetian blinds at her house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what was his name? I have it all in my notes. Anyway, when started the Spanish-American War, he sent canned meat to the troops. And a lot of them died from food poisoning.
Oh.
Because these are bad batches. And probably more died from food poisoning than they did from Cuban bullets.
That's right, yeah.
And of course, Wait and I would have known about that. He would have.
Yeah.
And so that family is still there, actually. The plant family still exists. And this other one, the meat packing. I can't.
Not Hormel or one of those guys?
Yeah, well, I can't remember. Anyway, so that was two families that were involved. Wade Neville knew a lot about all these families because he was the physician. Yeah. So, who had a motive to kill Wade Neville, to poison him? There was a reporter that interviewed him, so I've extended the interviews backwards so that all the time that he was alive and in jail, this guy was doing interviews and learning more stuff and so on. So all of the bigwigs are in town would not want this information published, that's for sure. I can't concentrate. Anyway, he starts as a Russian immigrant. He works on the Russian railroad in Florida. And then he works for the guy from Philadelphia, Hamilton Diston, who bought 4 million acres of land from the state of Florida because the state of Florida was going bankrupt.
Ah, okay.
So he had all of this land, and his plan was to go coast to coast with canals big enough.
Ah.
Yeah. Starting in Kissimmee, from Lake Kissimmee.
Yeah.
And going across. And you can still see when you drive that road, I think it's Highway 50, it goes across. You can still see the remains of some of the work that was done.
Oh, okay.
This thing, but he never finished it. He also, Hamilton Diston, also invested in all this land he had, putting sugar cane.
Okay.
So, when these other guys who didn't want Hamilton in this show, they would, let's see. First they taxed, put a big tariff on Cuban sugar.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when Diston had a lot of land already planted and packing, what do you call it, where they make...
Oh, sugar processing? Yeah.
Yeah. When he had all his money, or a lot of money invested in that, then plants in his buddies dropped the tariff.
Yeah.
So sugar was cheaper from Cuba than from him.
Yeah.
Tea.
Hola.
Tea. Muy buenos días.
Buenos días.
Anyway, that's, you can get out.
Hola.
Hola.
Roughly what time frame was the...
1883, he died in 1906.
Okay.
He was jailed in 1902.
Okay.
And the Spanish-American War was 1898.
Yes.
So it's Lance Hotel in, I don't know if you've seen that big, the university in America with onion domes.
I'm not sure if I have.
It was a grand hotel.
Oh, okay.
And now it's a university.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, that was built by Plant.
Mm-hmm.
Opened, I think, in 1901.
Oh, okay.
And it was a pretty modern thing. The ballroom floor, for instance, could be slid back, and there was a swimming pool.
Hmm.
And Sarah Bernhardt came there.
Mm-hmm.
And John Philip Sousa,
mm-hmm,
was there. And lots of famous people. Sarah Bernhardt came, yeah, in one of the Pullman coaches, you know, with beds.
Yeah.
And as usual, she traveled in a coffin. She always slept in a coffin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So there's just so much stuff that could be, you know, really fitted up together.
Yeah.
And I've written a lot of scenes, but I mean, there was a malaria attack on this Russian railroad. Those guys working on that, I started getting malaria from the mosquitoes,
mm-hmm,
and so on, and the medicine didn't arrive. And then my thesis is, it didn't arrive because Plant, who had the railroad line down to that point,
mm-hmm,
wouldn't let it be shipped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so wait, novel in my version, at that point, goes to the Winter Park Hotel, which Seminole Hotel, Winter,
mm-hmm,
Park, where the President of the United States at the time visited.
Oh, that'd be Roosevelt. Oh no, McKinley. Unless McKinley had been assassinated by then.
Yeah, well, he was assassinated in 1981.
Yes.
So
it would be Roosevelt who inherited the...
And a lot of the rich guys from, you know, the family, the big families,
yeah,
would hang out there. Anyway, I have waited, and I will go there and accuse those guys.
Oh,
and
killing
try to get the... Uh-huh. To get the, what do you say, the medicines delivered.
Yeah.
Oh, well. It's all kind of still mixed up in my head, but I have whole scenes written.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'll
never finish that one, that's for sure. But yeah. It's been a good project to think about it.
Yeah.
I've sort of known this guy.
Well, maybe with this recorder you can... record a bit more, you know.
Yeah.
At least
if I could just get the timeline right, anyway.
Yeah.
I have lots of outlines, and lots of scenes, and mm-hmm, don't have a lot of energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll leave Wait novel in his. What do you call it?
We will wait for his novel.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Don't know where he got that name. But when you come into America, or did in those days,
mm-hmm,
on Ellis Island, if it was a weird name,
yeah,
they would suggest a name.
They would get close.
Yeah.
Yeah.